Virginia Walbut researches corn genetics at Stanford University, and recently she got news that didn't just make her day, it kind of made her decade. Walbut says scientists just finished sequencing genes of an important corn genome.
The genes are like the words in different languages, and what you need is a dictionary that lists all those words. And that dictionary for us is the genome sequence.
Walbut says this research could allow us to breed new corn varieties faster than ever before. And that's a big deal because even though we benefit from corn we have now, we could make it better. For example, corn creates environmental problems. Just take corn fertilizer.
Of course, adding fertilizer really boosts yield, but the downstream effects are not always great. So there's runoff from farms that contaminates the water supply. Making corn as efficient as possible and using fertilizer, basically just giving enough fertilizer to sustain yield, those would be fantastic goals.
Now, most corn researchers want to meet these kinds of environmental goals, but there's a question science alone can't answer, and that is, what kinds of corn should we grow or improve? Kinds of corn? Well, maybe you're thinking corn chips versus popcorn, but there are bigger differences. We actually eat sweet corn, but most corn is starchy, industrial stuff.
I think that's one thing consumers get confused about is today only 1% of corn production goes into sweet corn.
That's Pam Johnson. She's with the National Corn Growers Association. Johnson says about half our corn goes to animal feed. Then we eat the meat or dairy products from that. But a lot goes to industrial products, too. Take ethanol. Ethanol uses more than a third of the corn in the American corn market. Johnson says corn farmers want scientists to create specialty industrial corn that can fetch premium prices, like corn just for ethanol or corn just for renewable corn-based plastic.
You know, we've always said for a long time that anything that's made out of petroleum can be made from a renewable, and I think that's an exciting thing to ponder as a corn grower.
Johnson predicts new genetic science will also improve the corn we eat directly. But is that likely to happen?
I have my doubts.
That's Rainer Bussmann. He's with the Missouri Botanical Garden, and he studies how people use plants.
Feeding people is less, say, an economic incentive than producing large amounts of corn, say, for animal feed or for biofuels. So I do have my doubts there.
Bussmann says it's a shame that food varieties of corn will get less attention from genetic research. He says he worries about food security. He figures if we grow more types of food corn, we'll be better protected from crop diseases. But it's also a matter of taste, though. Bussmann has traveled the world, and he's tasted corn we don't grow here, like this blue kind in South America.
They would call that maíz morada, which basically means purple corn. And that is mostly used to produce a very refreshing, sweet beverage. So you get this deeply purple, sugary drink, and it's all natural. It's no sugar added.
Bussmann says Native Americans and the earliest settlers produce hundreds of varieties of corn for all kinds of food dishes. Corn for just pudding, just bread, just porridge, and so on. They created this food diversity without modern genetic science, but we do have it. Bussmann asks, why should our science just improve animal feed, ethanol, and bioplastics? Why not make food our priority, too? For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.